anyone I meet who has any influence at all, I beg them and I tell them, why are you doing this? There are young Jews in Russia that come to Vilna. They want to learn about the heritage. They don't just want to know that there was a Nazi destruction here. There was great Jewish culture here. Why don't you put up a sign? Here was the great Beis Knesset of Vilna, the Beis Knesset HaGadol. Put up a sign. Here was the house of the Vilna Gaon. We know exactly where it was. The house is not standing. We know physically where it was. Put a sign up. There's a sign here that Yasha Heifetz studied over here.
That's what
she told us this morning.
But God forbid there should be a sign about the Vilna Gaon. Unbelievable. So we'll work on it and see what we can do.
They should have brought the lines along.
No, but it seems...
Here we'll say a Kaddish. But first we'll go up. You can climb up, walk around a little bit, and take a look.
40.
Right when the Nazis came. The Nazis came, not destroy it.
The Russians came first, then the Nazis.
I'm saying, but the Russians, yeah. The Russians didn't destroy it. And the Russians came here for a few short months.
Yeah.
And by the way, the Russians already announced then that they wanted to destroy the cemeteries, but they didn't. Uh-huh. The Jews then were still powerful enough to prevent it. But once the Nazis came, there was nothing left in the Jewish community.
Is this the same cemetery that we were across the road? This is a different cemetery?
This is a different cemetery. We'll go over it one more time. It's the first cemetery we just were at. The first cemetery, it was the cemetery of Vilna from 1487 till 1830. It was called Schnippischach. That's where we just were. That's where the Gaon was buried. That's where everybody was buried who was alive and died. Before 1830. This 1830, that cemetery remained but was closed. No more burials took place there. And this became the main cemetery of Vilna. You don't have no idea how big this was. This is nothing. We're looking at a little corner that's left. This was square miles of a mountain. Everything on a big mountain here, square miles filled with graves. Sorry. And this is called Zarecha. This was opened in 1830. Last burials here were in 1940. We're talking about thousands and thousands of graves. There are many photographs, by the way. We have photographs of what it looked like as late as 1940. From 1940 on, in the third cemetery where the Groh is buried today, Dembovka became the cemetery. This was closed in 40. And from 40 on, it became, you know, the Nazis came to power. First, the Russians came here in June of 40. The Nazis came shortly afterwards in 1941. 5 years of Nazis, and then 40 years of Stalin. That's it. This was all the Matsevas were taken. The Russians destroyed this. All the Matsevas were taken away. Buildings all over, by the way. And by the way, now the Lithuanian government took away Polakovet. I guess they did something that was correct. There was a major municipal building right here in Vilna that had Matsevas. The steps going up to the municipal building were broken Matsevas of Zarecha. So in 1991, those stones were removed, and they're in a museum now. They're put away. They're in a Gniza, and because they didn't want the world to see that Jewish tombstones were being used for a building. But they were used to pave roads. They were used to build houses all over Vilna. That's it. Nothing's left. There was no Shomer here. There were no Jews here. The communists were in power. And this, you can read Hebrew words here. You can see the Cheshvan. I can see the date here. It's hard to make it out. But
what's about this Matseva behind over here? It's a very strange one.
What?
Or sorry. Stones, you know?
No, because they made that one. That's the infant.
Yeah, that's it. They put stone on stone and then they put a flat stone on it.
Did the Nazis destroy this?
Anyway, in this cemetery, all these great Gedolim are still buried here. The graves weren't dug up. The people are buried here, but you can't identify.
But you know, we're walking on graves.
We have no burial. What are we going to do? We should do better. What they really should do is build a fence around here and put up a memorial stone and list the names, if they could. Who was buried here, because there's no other memorial. But here's where Baruch Ber Leibowitz is buried, here's where Reb Shimon Shkop, here the Macheshes, here Reb Matasiel Strashun, Reb Shash, Reb Shmuel Strashun, and the greatest names are all buried here somewhere. Forget about it, you're not going to find it. All the great, Reb Shlomo HaKohen of Vilna, for those who learn Shas with the Harris, Reb Tzadol HaKohen, Reb Shlomo HaKohen, the greatest Rabbonim.
Is this
all printed in the Vilna Shas?
Was this originally a hill, was this just sort of heaped up?
This is a mountain.
It was built on...
It was a mountain? Oh, it was a huge mountain.
No, I'm saying the cemetery itself was built on a
mountain. On a mountain.
Because that's unusual.
The cemetery was built on a mountain, because that was the only land apparently that they could get at that time. This is closer, by the way, to where we are. This is on the... You don't have to go over the river to get here. You can walk.
It's in the old park.
Yes.
Is that flattened area also? Was that also a cemetery? That plain there?
I don't know exactly how far...
It's just very interesting.